Like this morning to turn to the book of John, chapter 21. Book of John, chapter 21. We'd like to read verses 15 through verse 22. John, chapter 21, begin reading with verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. Saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, which is John, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. The chapter opens with the words, after these things. That is, after the resurrection of Christ, after Christ's appearances to Mary Magdalene and two of his disciples, once when Thomas was absent, another time when Thomas was present. After these things, Jesus showed himself, that is, he displayed himself, he manifested himself, revealed himself, he proclaimed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. So what we read here in John chapter 21 is the third post-resurrection appearance of Christ to his apostles. We see that in verse 14. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. Now, the ones that were present at this time are mentioned in verse 2. We see there was Simon Peter, there was Thomas, there was Nathanael, there was the sons of Zebedee, which is James and John, and two other of his disciples, probably Philip and Andrew, because of the location of this event. But as you read the chapter, it is very apparent that Christ's appearance on this occasion was mainly for Peter. Though the others saw him, this was mainly for Peter. And it was a defining moment in Peter's life. It was during this third appearance of Christ to his disciples, that Jesus Christ twice instructed Peter, follow me. Follow me. And that is the everyday calling of every child of God, regardless of age, regardless of circumstance. That is our calling. And we want to speak upon that this morning, our everyday calling, which is follow me. But the context of this chapter reveals the foundation and the importance of the call. The call is follow me. But as you read through the chapter, we need to take those words in their context. We see, first of all, in the opening of the chapter, there is a picture of barrenness, a picture of emptiness. We see in verse 3, the account opens in the evening. Notice, they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night, they caught nothing. So it opens with Peter and the other disciples fishing in the evening, catching nothing. Verse 4 takes us into the next morning. But when the morning was now come, so they fished all through the night. The morning was now come. Jesus stood on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. But disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? Have you caught anything? They answered him, no. So the chapter opens with the disciples fishing throughout the night. It goes into the next morning, and they still have nothing. They caught nothing. But then Jesus gave very explicit direction to the disciples in verse 6. He says, cast the net on the right side of the ship. They obeyed, and the result, and now. And that's a very important word, and now. That is, upon following the instruction, upon following the direction of Christ, they were not able to draw it, the net, for the multitude of fishes. The lesson here, of course, is the way to go from nothing to abundance is to follow the direction of Christ. That is the lesson. It is a lesson to the way to go from barrenness and emptiness to abundance is simply to follow Christ's directions. We need to take that in the context of follow me. When Jesus is saying follow me, he is telling us to listen to him, to follow his direction, to follow his instruction, and that is the way to go from barrenness to emptiness. Keep in mind that Peter has denied the Lord 3 times, and Peter right now is bare. Peter right now is empty. But the way to get away from that and the way to avoid that is follow me. Then notice in verse 12, Jesus saith unto them, the disciples, come and dine. Come and dine. Jesus invites these apostles to dine with him. Following the meal, notice verse 15, and when they had dined, the meal is over. When they had dined, Jesus then asked Peter 3 times, verse 15, verse 16, and verse 17. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? 3 times, he asked him that question. Again, in the context of what he's leading up to, which is, follow thou me. Love to God is the motive to follow Christ. You are not going to follow Christ unless you love him. That's the motive. That is the stimulus of following Christ, loving him. You see, it is only as one truly loves Christ that they will obey the call, follow me. Following each question, lovest thou me? The Lord directed Peter to do something. He said, feed my lambs. Peter, if you love me, feed my lambs. And then twice he said, feed my sheep. So each time after Christ asked Peter about his love, he said either feed my lambs or feed my sheep. You see, love to the Lord will find expression in some way. Love must express itself. Has to. People who say they love somebody but can't express it, I'm sorry, you don't know what love is. Love has to express itself. That is the very nature of love. And the Bible teaches us very plainly in 1 John that if we love the Lord, we will love who? The brethren. So he's telling Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. He's telling Peter to nourish the people of God. He's saying, Peter, if you love me, nourish my people. He is saying, encourage them. Boost them. Feed them. He was telling Peter, again, all of this leading up to follow me. How do we fulfill what God has given us to do? What Peter was given to do was feed my lambs, feed my sheep. How do we fulfill that? Follow me. That's the only way you can fulfill that. He is telling Peter to be a blessing to the people of God. Do you want to be a blessing to the people of God? How do you do that? Follow Christ. Follow Christ. And if one follows Christ, as they follow Christ, they will be of nurture to the people of God. They will be a blessing to the people of God. Then the Lord speaks to Peter concerning his life and his death. There in verse 18. He speaks to Peter concerning his youth. He says, when thou wast young. And I believe Peter here is between youth and old age as you read verse 18. When thou wast young, past tense, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou would. That is, he put on his own clothes. He girded himself with his girdle. And then he goes on, he speaks to Peter of his old age and his death. He said, but when thou shalt be old, future tense, when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee where thou wouldst not. Now, if you just read that, you would think that the Lord was talking about Peter's future health or failing health. But that's not what he's talking about. Because verse 19 says, this spake he signifying by which death he should glorify God. So he's talking about the death of Peter. So what he is telling Peter is that he would be bound. He would be bound as a prisoner with cords or chains, leading him to a painful and cruel death of a martyr. He is telling Peter that he would die a martyr death. None of us know when we're going to die, and none of us know how we're going to die. But the Lord did give Peter some idea of how he was going to die. He was going to die a martyr death. But then notice what the Lord said to Peter. And when he had spoken this, concerning the death he would die, he said unto him, follow me. Follow me. It's not make all your plans for death. He says, Peter, follow me. This was Peter's calling. This is our calling as well. Regardless of age, whether you be young, old, or in between, regardless of age, the call is the same. Follow me. Regardless of circumstances, the call is the same. Follow me. Now notice in verse 19, he said, this spake he signifying by what death he should glorify God. He is telling Peter, you are going to die a martyr death and you will glorify God in your death. But how is it that we glorify God in our death? Follow me. Follow me. The way you glorify God in your life is to follow Christ. And the way to glorify God in your death is to follow Christ. So you see, whether it's life or death, the calling is the same. Follow me. Two very simple words that explain the calling of each and every child of God. None of us should be confused as to what God wants us to do. He tells us, follow me. Follow me. You may not know the exact details of what God wants you to do, but there's no need to be confused on this matter. Follow him. Follow me. There's no reason to be disillusioned as to what God would have us to do, whether it be in youth or whether it be in old age, whether it be in health or whether it be in sickness. There should be no delusion as to what God would have us to do. Christ has told us, follow me. That is our calling. And he calls us to do that every single day. But I want you to notice that this calling, follow me, requires focus. It requires focus. And therein lies the problem with many of us. Notice, Peter is face to face with Christ. Christ has asked Peter three times, lovest thou me? Three times, Christ has told Peter to feed my lambs, to feed my sheep, to be a blessing to my people. He then has told Peter about when he was young. He has told Peter about his old age and somewhat about how he would die. Peter is face to face with Christ. Having a defining moment in his life with the Lord. And as they're looking at each other face to face, Jesus says to him, follow me. But then something happened. Peter looked back and he saw John. And immediately, in the context of the words, follow me, Peter goes off on a tangent. What about John? Lord, what do you want him to do? And basically, the Lord told Peter, if I want him to just sit back on the seaside for the rest of his life, it's none of your business, Peter. You follow me. But you see how easily the Lord says, follow me. Peter sees John and immediately goes off on a tangent, forgetting his main business. We're no different. It doesn't have to be a person. The Lord speaks very, very plainly to each one of us. Follow me. We turn our heads and we see something. Something happens. It can be anything or somebody. And we say, well, what about this? You see what we've done? We've lost our focus. What Peter should have remained focused upon was not John, but follow me. But we lose our focus. And how easy it is for you and I to go off on a tangent. The Lord says to us each and every single day of our lives, I believe if we listen, we can hear the Lord personally say to us, follow me today. Something happens. Immediately our attention is diverted. Now our attention is upon what has happened. And we have forgotten all about follow me. So this requires focus. And again, anything can divert our attention. Notice what the Lord does. Jesus said unto him, if I will, verse 22, that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? That's true about anything. Well, Lord, what are you going to do about this circumstance? What about this? Really and truly, it's none of our business. Well, what about this disease? And what about that disease? And what about this person? What about that person? It's none of our business. Our business is simple. Follow me. That's our business. No matter what the Lord does, we're to follow him. And the Lord reminds Peter of that. He said, what is that to thee? Follow. And then notice it's more personal now. Before it was follow me. Now it is follow thou me. In other words, Peter, you follow me. It is a very personal call. So, what is this call? To follow Christ. What does it mean to follow Christ? We need to know because it's our responsibility. And again, no matter what our circumstance, no matter what we're going through or what anyone else is going through or what is happening all around us, does not change our call. Our call always remains the same, day after day. Follow me. So what does that mean? Well, the word follow has several meanings. And all are included. It means to come or go after. If you follow somebody, you come to them, you go after them. When Jesus says, follow me, he is saying, come to me. I believe he says that every day. I believe he says that several times a day. He is saying, you come after me. So the life that we are called to live is a coming unto and a going after Jesus Christ. And these words, follow me, is more than a call to the ministry for Peter. This is a call to a lifestyle. And when the Lord says, follow me, He is calling us to a lifestyle. The word follow means to accompany. So when Jesus says, follow me, he is saying, accompany me. The Lord never sends you out alone. He always, if you go alone, it's because you choose to do so. The Lord always says, accompany me. Accompany me. That is, go with me. So the life we are called to live, and we don't know what is going to happen on any given day, but the Lord invites us to go with him. I mean, you can't get better than that. To go with Christ. The word follow means to pursue. You follow after something. You pursue that. So the call to follow me means that we are called to pursue Christ. The word follow also means to take as a model of imitation. So when Jesus says, follow me, he is saying, imitate me. He is calling us to a life of imitation of Christ. He is calling us to a life of Christ-likeness. To follow also means to accept the authority of. When Christ says to you and I, follow me, he is telling us to accept his authority and to follow it. You cannot follow Christ if you do not accept the authority of Christ over your life. And again, therein lies the problem with many today. It is called to recognize the authority of Christ. The word follow means to watch, to listen to closely. Christ says to each one of us every day and several times every day, watch me. Do as I do. Watch me and listen to me very, very closely. So he's calling us to a life of attentiveness to Christ. He's calling us to a life of looking to Christ. And the Lord used these words on several different occasions to several different individuals. Follow me. And it is always a call to himself. When the Lord says to you and I, follow me, it is a call to himself. It is a call for you and I to draw close to him. When he says, follow me, he's saying, come near. Come closer to me. It is a call to immediate and unquestioning service. When the Lord says, follow me, we should immediately follow. No questions asked. It should not matter. Well, where are you going? It doesn't matter. Because I guarantee you to go with Christ is better than any other place you can be. So it doesn't matter where you're going. You don't even need to know where you're going. Jesus just simply says, follow me. Follow me. It is a call to be willing to leave everything else. In order to follow Christ, we're going to have to leave some things. And again, therein lies the problem. Many want to follow Christ, but they don't want to leave where they are. They don't want to leave the things that they love in this life. But in order to follow Christ, you have to leave some things. If you're not willing to leave, then you can't follow. So it is a call to separation. It is a call to leave something behind. And the thing that we have to leave behind is self. And our own reasonings, and our own philosophies, and our own ideas. And Christ says, follow me. It is a call to leave anything that would cause us to go in the opposite direction of Christ. Christ says to each and every one of us, follow me. And each and every one of us have many things in our lives that cause us to go in the opposite direction of Christ. We all have things in our life that is pulling us in the opposite direction of where the Lord would have us to go. And the sad thing is, we excuse those things. Well, the Lord understands. Well, if he understood, he wouldn't tell you to follow him. He says, follow me. No matter what all the other pullings are, follow me. It is a call, if you follow it throughout the Gospels, when Jesus says, follow me, it is a call for Jesus Christ to have the preeminence. Always. It is a call for Jesus Christ to be number one. In Matthew chapter 8, we read that a certain scribe came to Jesus and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And another came, and he said the same. But he put a condition. He said, I'll follow thee, Lord, wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do. But first, let me go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. Now that's making Christ number one. That's making Christ number one. He is saying, follow me. I have preeminence even over your father's funeral. I have preeminence. There is nothing that he does not have the preeminence over. And we must realize that if we are going to follow him. It is a call to follow the footprints of Jesus Christ, to walk even as he walked. It is a call to obedience, to follow his leading, to follow his direction. It is a call to commitment. When Jesus says, follow me, he is issuing a call of commitment. And there is a big difference today between interest and commitment. Everyone here has displayed some interest by being here. But not everyone here is committed. There's a big difference. When you are interested in doing something, you do it if circumstances permit. Some of you that are here, you're here today because you have an interest, but let's be honest, you're here today because some of you didn't have anything better to do. Because next week you won't be here because you've got something better to do. That's an interest. Commitment is you do it no matter what. There's a difference. And when Jesus says, follow me, he's not calling us to be interested in him. He's calling us to be committed to him. It is a call to focus upon Christ. It is a call to trust Christ. It is a call to believe Christ. Again, this is a lifestyle. Follow me. It is a personal call, as we've already mentioned. When Peter became distracted by John, Christ repeated the call, placing an emphasis upon the personal aspect of the call when he said, follow thou me. You see, the Lord was reminding Peter that no matter what was happening, or no matter what was going to happen, it was his responsibility to follow Christ. No matter what anybody else was doing, No matter what John was doing, no matter what any of the other disciples were doing, that did not change one iota what Peter was to do. Follow me. Do not allow people to dictate what you do. Your responsibility, no matter what anybody else is doing, is to follow Christ. You say, they've treated me wrong. They've done this. They've done that. And some of you have long lists. I've heard the list. And you add to those lists every day. But the truth is, no matter what anybody else does, you follow Christ. That is our call. My husband doesn't treat me right. My wife doesn't treat me right. You follow Christ. You leave them with the Lord. The Lord will take care of it. You follow Christ. You do what you know is right. And God will bless. And that is the way to escape a life of emptiness and barrenness, to follow Christ. So it is a personal call. It is a call that is always appropriate. Follow me. There is not a place exempt from these words. Follow me. There is not a condition exempt from these words. Follow me. There is not a circumstance that is exempt from these words. So, whatever the time, whatever the place, whatever the circumstances of your life, Jesus says to you, Jesus says to me, you follow me. There should be no confusion about that. That's what the Lord wants us to do. You may be as happy as can be right now, and Jesus says, follow me. You may be as sad, you may be as low as you've ever been, and Jesus still says, follow me. You see, it doesn't matter whether you're happy or sad, your calling is the same. Follow me. Your cup may be running over. Your cup may be dry, but Jesus still says the same thing. Follow me. We need to learn this lesson. You may be free from trial. You may not have a trial in your life, and Jesus says, follow me. And you may be overwhelmed with trial. But it's still the same. Follow me. You may be flourishing, or you may be in great need. But Jesus still says, follow me. There may be peace and calm all in your life right now. Or you may be in the biggest storm of your life. The calling's still the same. Follow me. You see, it never changes. That's what we are to always do. You may be on the mountaintop, you may be in the lowest valley, but the Lord still says, follow thou me. That is always our call. You might be right with God. You might be in close fellowship with God. And the whole time that we're right with God, and the whole time we're in fellowship with God, God is saying, just keep on following me. Well, that's the only way to stay right. You may be backslidden. You may be far, far from God. You may have never been this far from God. But if you can hear him, he'll say to you today, follow me. That's the only way you're going to recover from your backslidden state, is to follow him. People say, oh, I try so hard, and I don't doubt that they do. But don't you see, that's not going to fix it. You can try all you want to. The answer is, follow me. Follow me. Many times we need to just quit trying and just follow the Lord. Just follow Him. As children of God, we need to always be hearing Jesus say, follow me. The one who said in John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one who says, follow me. Because of who he is, that should be the only encouragement I need to follow Christ. John 14, 6 gives us four reasons to follow Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The first reason is I am. I am. Because Jesus is the I am. He's saying, I am what I've always been. And I'll always be what I am. Follow me. What better encouragement? To follow Christ. He says, I am the way. As we've said before, a way is something that connects distance. Jesus is what connects distance. And he says, follow me. And there is no greater distance than the distance that exists between the sinner and God. There is no greater distance. You think about all the mind-boggling distances of the stars. But that's nothing compared to the distance between God and the sinner. And Jesus Christ is the way that connects that distance. So even if you're lost today, Jesus says to you in your lost condition, I am the way. I am the way that connects that distance between you and God. He is the one who takes us from one point to another. There are many of God's people today who never get anywhere. You want to go from one point to another? Jesus said, follow me. I'm the way. I'm the way from one point to another point. I am the way. He's still the way from a life of wandering to a life of direction. If you want direction in your life, follow Him. There is no better direction. It's the way from doubt to self-assurance. And on we could go. But he says, follow thou me. I am the way. I am the truth. He's not going to lie to you. He's not going to lead you a wrong way. He's the truth. We need to follow Him. He's the life. And He always is. Because He's the I am. He's everything that we need. No matter if we're young, old, in between, healthy, unhealthy, He's everything we need. Whether you're saved or unsaved, He's everything you need. And He says, follow me. The truth is, we don't know what's up ahead. None of us do. Oh, we think we have a good idea, but really we don't. We don't know what's up ahead. But there's one who does. And he says, follow me. You see, up ahead there may be the steepest mountain you've ever had to climb. You can try to climb it yourself. You can approach that mountain by yourself. Or you can follow him. Following him doesn't remove the mountains. It removes some of them. But following him makes them all easier. Follow me. There may be floods up ahead. There may be some storms up ahead. Oh, it may look like there's not a cloud in the sky, but storms can come up pretty quick. And when that storm comes, it's best to be following Christ. It's best not to wait till the storm comes. It's best just to be following Him and just follow Him right through the storm. Follow me. There may be difficulties up ahead. There may be trials. There may be some afflictions. There may be some trouble. There may be some snares. There may be some temptations. There may be some persecution up ahead. One thing for sure, we don't know what's up ahead. There may be something very discouraging up ahead. Something that'll discourage us greatly. But Jesus says, I know what's up ahead. In fact, He's already there. And He says, follow me. And the sooner we can learn that lesson, the better off we will be. The best possible life you can live is a life following Jesus Christ. The most productive life that you can live is a life following Jesus Christ. The most influential life that you can live is a life following Christ. You want to be a good influence? You want to be a good influence on your brothers and sisters in Christ? You want to be a good influence to the young people? Follow Christ. Let them see you following Christ at all times. That'll make your life influential. And the truth is, the most free life that you can ever live is a life following Jesus Christ. People say, I don't want to be tied down. Don't you realize you're tied down with your sins? You're tied down with the entanglements of this life. The most free life you can live is to follow Jesus Christ. The safest life that you can live is a life following Jesus Christ. Are you following Him today? Can you hear Him saying to you, don't worry about anyone else? Can you hear Him saying to you, follow me? Well, what about my husband? Can you hear Him saying to you, follow me? Well, what about my wife? Can you hear Him saying to you? The Lord is saying, you leave them in my hands. I'll take care of that. You follow me. Can you hear Him saying this morning, follow me? To follow Christ will always result in becoming something what we were not before. There in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said to Peter and Andrew, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and I will make you something that you were not before. And that's true today. He will make you what you're not now. Following Christ is always a life of elevation. He raises us up. And He will make you what you cannot make yourself. There are people who do not like themselves. They've tried to change. Beyond their ability to change. It's beyond all of our ability to change everything about us. But if you want change, follow Christ. I promise you, if you follow Him, He'll change you. He'll change you into something that you're not. But you see, it'll always be a change for the better. Always. No one has ever followed Christ and ruined their life. It's always better. But there be few who really, truly believe that today. Because if we believed it, we would follow it. We would do everything we could to follow Christ. We would accept no excuses. Follow thou me. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do, every one of us, today. That is what God would have us to do every single day of our life. And if you follow Christ throughout your life, when it comes time to die, you can follow Him then also. But it's pretty difficult to live life your own way, do things like you want it done, life is all about you, and then all of a sudden turn it on. Now it's about Christ. It doesn't work that way. This is a daily following after Christ. Who are you following today? We're all following somebody. You say, I'm my own person. No, you're not. We're all following somebody. We're all following something. Who are you following today? Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us.